Hey.
Still rolling.
You still don't know how to sit on the couch. Hey, and welcome to possibly episode one of Between Two Couches. So we said we'd have a discussion here amongst the coaches about the 2018 Open season, what we saw, what the team could improve on. So, Sean, first thoughts on the 2018 Open for the Team CFI?
Well, it was a very very good Open. We had an all-time record of entries within the gym, 60+, which was great for us. Really great atmosphere as a result. Everyone was really supportive. Lots of good vibes every Saturday for our big throwdown. I felt the Open itself challenged a lot of people, and Castro upped the ante a little bit skill wise this year for the Open, so it challenged a lot of our newer members and our existing old members to kind of strive for better movement in every kind of aspect of the Open, which was great. Obviously, we're always trying to get improve our movement and strive for kind of excellence in everything we're doing. So I thought it was all around, it was a fantastic Open. Really good buzz here at CFI.
Cool. Maddie, what personally, how did you feel the Open went? Like, did it match your expectations? How did it compare to last year?
For me?
For you as an athlete, first.
For me, personally, I think it went pretty well. Obviously, loads of room for improvement, and I know that. I expected that going in, but I think last year, in the region, I was over 1,700th, and this year I finished 80. Top 100, which is pretty good for me. So just looking back how I've improved, like, it was only like during the Open I got my first chest bars, my first kipping handstand push-ups, and now those are, you know, some of my strengths in gymnastics. As I said, still loads of room to improve, but overall, looking back where I've come in a year, I've made significant progress. So that's, if I can just make the same kind of progress for the next year, then sky's the limit. We'll see where we go. Yeah.
Cool. So I thought this Open was very, very skill focused. Mm. I think previous Opens you'd had that you could get away with just having an engine, just pushing yourself and just being really, what people think of as fit, as I can deal with a high heart rate, I can deal with being out of breath. This year it seems to be that, like, you have to earn it. Like, no one has really tight handstand push-ups, really good overhead squats, a good clean under fatigue, et cetera, without putting in the work of the year. So I think it stops that sort of flare up at you.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really interesting test, that maybe your fitness wasn't taxed as much until you had the skills, which I suppose.
Yeah. Well, the Open has been historically been like the we call them the basic movements of CrossFit. Whereas this year it's Castro as he's pushing the envelope to make it more high skill based, to try and, obviously he's trying to bring the cream to the top for the CrossFit Games, and the CrossFit Open was, again, as I said, some like the basic movements, you do the basics well, you can have a good time. The Open kind of, the upper athletes were kind of breezed through to regionals, but we saw a lot of upsets this year, not just within Ireland, but worldwide. Jacob Heppner, one that comes to mind, he, Games athlete, his handstand push-up standard, completely, he fell apart. And he posted on social media, he wasn't going to make it to the Games. So it's been challenging for everyone across the board, but I think it's been a positive change, eventually, because it's just raising the standard for everyone to kind of get really good movement patterns and improve everything in their whole wheelhouse.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's it. Leads us on to our next thing. Maddie, where do you, like, just one of the things that you feel that we could all improve on as athletes, looking at the athletes in the gym?
Based off the Open, like, if you just look at 18.4 with the handstand push-ups, all around, everyone's overhead positioning could improve. I don't think there was one person in the gym who easily got away with the new handstand push-up standard. So work on your engine, would you? So I think, you know, overhead positioning, overhead mobility is a thing we're going to be looking at.
Absolutely. So definitely the mobility and, you know, having that small measurement. I know he's behind the camera there, so maybe give a little wave to the people, Derek. Sweet. Okay, didn't work. But Derek, you know, very strong pecs, just used to arching out of the handstand push-up and not holding that hollow
upper thoracic.
Caught a lot of people there. You know, I think just the hollow, and then you're saying the
thoracic
mobility thoracic as well. Yeah. I think that's going to be a big thing. Sean, anything else that you felt like just as a gym we could spend our time focusing on post-open?
Other than the mobility aspects you just mentioned, the overhead stuff, a lot of core work is going to be needed for getting people to learn how to brace efficiently through movements, and then along with that, then breathing throughout. So take 18.2, for example, what was it,
Two was burpees.
Two, yeah, so that one out, the burpees, the dumbbell squats, and then into the heavy clean. A lot of people in here, including myself, didn't breathe efficiently or manage my breathing and my pacing on the burpees, and then it was really difficult then to kind of brace efficiently to lift a heavy bar. So if we can improve our breathing techniques throughout our aerobic pieces, and then also improve our overall core strength, that will all, we'll get better for everything else. And that's kind of the other aspect.
So we got three things that we got to make our focus. So breathing, core, and overhead positioning, I think, will make a big difference.
Mobility in general, I would say.
Yeah.
Get more mobile.
Mm-hmm. Strength under range of motion. I think some of the things that really impressed me, though, to finish on a positive, were judging standards were phenomenal this year in the gym. You know, we operate with a head judge system, and that, you know, just helps because you've only got five athletes to look after, and then you've got a 30-minute break, or you're doing head judging for the day. But, like, it was so easy. Everyone knew the standard, everyone held the standard, and when no reps occurred, judges went, okay, I'll look out for that more. And athletes, like, no one complained. Like, no one complained about the handstand push-up. They either got a rep or didn't, you know? Sorry for the rain coming down on the roof, it ruins audio quality. I thought that was one of the highlights for me. It was just the standards we held all our movement to, and, like, everyone was holding each other to standard and being happy to be held. So that was a highlight for me.
Yeah, no egos involved. Everyone's just happy to just take the rep, ask for advice to improve it, and move on to the next one. Yeah. Coachable athletes.
Any other highlights for you?
One for me is just the team atmosphere, not just on the Saturday, because usually there's big buzz on the Saturday, you know, everyone comes in. Not only were people coming in the morning and staying for most of the morning for everyone else's heats besides their own to help judge, and even if they weren't judging, just sticking around to help support, cheer on everyone else. Not just on Saturday, but people were in on Sundays, Fridays, Mondays as well. So it was like anytime you're coming in to do the workout, you knew there was going to be someone to help judge you and cheer you on, which I think is pretty cool all around. So team atmosphere is very good.
Okay. Anything to add, Sean? Any positives to finish up on?
Other than the obvious, took a scalp off on Mr. Davis.
That was coming.
A little in-house bed between myself and the engine, Derek. And I was victorious at the end of the Open.
So what are you going to work on now?
Me? Oh, nothing. Fantastic.
So I'd sidestep.
Okay. No, definitely.
Exceptionally average.
So we'd I think we'd suggest some humility work, maybe.
For me personally, no, I really enjoyed it. It's the, for me, getting all five workouts completed is a plus for me. It's a win.
Yeah.
And doing all five, and as I said to some of our newer athletes, then I said just try and do all the workouts. It's your first time to try and get all five in, and you'll feel like you have a sense of accomplishment with that. I was happy with my effort throughout. Again, I'm not the fittest. So my engine is lacking, but I enjoyed it. Again, like I said, the buzz in the gym, everyone encouraged each other. It was just great to be part of, you know?
Cool. And thanks to Derek for designing these epic t-shirts. I think they're my favorite CrossFit album t-shirt to date. So guys, that's it. That's first. We'll see how many likes and comments this gets to decide whether there's a second episode of Between Two Couches. Thanks, guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.